Mama Gonzalez, Mr. Misielek.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Mark Michelek. I'm here representing Jose Gama Gonzalez. The defense requests respectfully that the court remand Mr. Gama Gonzalez's sentence and with instructions to the trial court that they disregard the 1974 conviction that led to Mr. Gama Gonzalez's guideline range increasing from a range of 6 to 12 months to a range of 37 to 42 months. The guideline range that the district court used was unreasonable because it was greater than necessary, or it resulted in a sentence that was greater than necessary to hold Mr. Gama accountable for what he'd done.
How can one tell?
Well, Your Honor, I believe that
when you say it's greater than necessary, you presumably have in mind some criteria for determining what is necessary. So what are those criteria?
Your Honor, I think that looking at the guidelines, it gives some indication of how to approach that question. The guideline for
I don't see where this is going to help you, since this sentence was within the guideline range.
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
This sentence was within the guideline range. So you say the guidelines tell you what's necessary, you're just digging your own grave. I thought you were going to suggest some other criteria.
Well, Your Honor, I was going to suggest that because the illegal reentry guideline relies on criminal history, that the criminal history guideline should provide some analogy. I know that the court has held that the 15-year limitation on ground criminal history does not apply for the illegal reentry guideline. But I think that the intention of the Sentencing Commission in promulgating the guideline was to have the sentencing enhancement for being a drug trafficker available for people that came back to the United States, were presumably involved in drug trafficking and were not caught within that 15-year time limit. Whereas Mr. Gama Gonzalez was, when he was 18 years old, came across the real...
That there's some internal inconsistency in the guidelines?
No, Your Honor, just that this is something that the commission didn't think about, that first of all, Mr. Gama Gonzalez would have the only...
I didn't understand. What is special about him? I don't understand.
His conviction from 1974 involved him coming across the Rio Grande with some marijuana when he was very young.
And what that suggests to the district court and to me is that your client is a career criminal. He violated the law when he was young. He violated the law in middle age. Every time we turn around, he seems to be violating the law. Why that should lead to a lower sentence is a mystery.
Your Honor, he had three violations of the law in his lifetime that resulted in conviction. One was the drug trafficking offense from 1974. The subsequent one was possession of marijuana in Missouri, possession of 35 or more than 35 grams of marijuana, which is not a drug trafficking offense, and then the instant offense that he was sentenced for.
And there are an awful lot of state laws that take three felonies as a reason to lock somebody up for life, and your client's sentence is an awful lot less than life.
Yes, it is, Your Honor. Mr. Gama Gonzalez was also allowed back into the United States legally after a long period of time between his conviction in 1974 and his subsequent return as a legal permanent resident in the early 1990s. And Mr. Gama was surprised himself to be allowed back into the United States. He used his real name. He used his when he subsequently...
Yes, he got an enormous break and repaid by committing another drug felony. And then when he was removed again, by committing another felony. And again, I don't see how this leads to a sentence below the guideline range.
Mr. Gama is not a drug trafficker. He made a terrible mistake when he was very young. He subsequently possessed marijuana. He was back in the United States.
Yeah, that argument works once. But it doesn't work after he has a second drug felony conviction. Your client has two drug felony convictions, not one.
He was here again paying his taxes, living in the open, paying his child support, and trying to support his family.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Michella.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Mr. Anderson?
(Clears Good morning. My name is Robert Anderson. I'm an assistant United States attorney representing the Western District of Wisconsin. I represented the government in this case, in which Mr. Gama-Gonzalez asks that his sentence be vacated because and remanded because he believes that 37-month sentence that we've been talking about is unreasonable compared to a sentence that he figures he should have gotten, a 6- to 12-month sentence, if the court ignored entirely the fact that he had a conviction in the mid-1970s. And he bases that claim that the court should have ignored this on the fact that the Bureau of Immigration at some point in time, years later, allowed him back into the country legally, gave him a chance to come into the country legally, knowing that he did have this prior conviction. That doesn't expunge that prior conviction. It doesn't take it out of his criminal history, and it doesn't preclude the district court from having considered it. The sentence of the court here was reasonable, and the appellant has not shown that it is unreasonable. It was based on properly calculated and uncontested guideline range. It was imposed considering the factors under 3553, including the defendant's argument about his criminal history and mitigating factors. In fact, here, this must to some extent be deja vu for Judge Easterbrook, because this is very similar to the case cited in the appellant's brief, Rodriguez-Alvarez, decided about a year ago, in which this court heard arguments very similar to this. The defendant cites it for the proposition that sentences giving this 16-level enhancement are all similar, but they didn't consider mitigating factors. But in fact, in the case that I mentioned, cited in the appellant's brief, Rodriguez-Alvarez, there were a number of mitigating factors that appellant was trying to advance, that he was it didn't take into account his rehabilitative needs, it didn't take into account that he was a father figure in the prison to other prisoners, and that he, if he left the country, he wouldn't come back, which is exactly what Mr. Gama-Gonzalez is saying. If you let me leave the country now, I promise not to come back. And in that case, this court had no trouble affirming the district court's consideration of the guidelines, consideration of 3553 factors, and mitigating argument, and affirming that sentence. Could the district court have...
Yes, okay. Anything more?
No.
Okay.
That's
thank
all, Your
Honor. Mr. Anderson. Manchella, do you have anything further?
Very briefly, Your Honors, I believe that the district court, when...
A completely hopeless case.
It seems to me that the district court used the old departure standards for downward departures in denying and not even considering the arguments that the defense put forth. That's all
okay.
I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. And Mr. Anderson.